now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Jason Whiten is here this week talking spy stuff. We've got a look at I Spy, a deep thought coming your way, and our stuff segment about a headless chicken, plus plenty of new music. In fact, it's been a great year so far for new music. And we'll continue this tradition of playing those great tracks tonight with a bunch of new music coming your way. And this week, I got a note from Milton Moai who said, "Hey, Cooper, I've got an exciting bit of news for you, a new single, Señor Moai. We'll be hitting the music streaming services on May 9. What's exciting is that on this one, the one and only Mark Riddle is going to be playing vibraphone on it. And he says it starts out exotica, then transforms into a spy vibe feel. I hope you like it. Well, I know I will, and I know you will, as we kick off with Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads and Señor Moai on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
the Cocktail Nation.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire.
Cocktail Nation and Voodoo 5 with Surrender from the album The Exotic Sounds of Skip Heller, Voodoo 5, which is out right now. Big announcement from Dana Countryman, who we've played on the show quite a few times, and I had no idea this was the case. He writes that after nearly 2 years of prep work and delays, volume one of his new book is finally available through Bear Manor Media. And he said, some of you will remember the magazine that I edited and produced back between 1996 and 2003. Cool and Strange Music magazine. Over the years since then, many people have asked me to reprint the magazine in book form, and he says what's finally happened. All four volumes are going to be out over the next couple of months, four large softbound books and four hardbound books, in total over 1,000 pages. So this is very, very exciting, and I'd love to catch up with Dana, hopefully on the show in the coming weeks, to talk about this. Very exciting stuff, and I had no idea he was the man behind all this. So yeah, keep an eye out for that one. We'll bring you some more details as they surface.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation.
Running for three seasons between 1965 and 1968, iSpy centered around two globe-trotting secret agents working undercover in the world of professional tennis. One of the unique features of the show is that much of it was filmed in international locations, often with a fly-on-the-wall style of working that used a mobile movie studio created by celebrated cameraman Fuad Saeed. Other shows had featured a pair of agents, but the stars of iSpy had a seriousness and insular relationship that added a sense of naturalism to the series. Stories were often quite serious, in fact, and iSpy garnered a host of major awards and nominations. The soundtrack followed the crime jazz tradition by Earl Hagen, who also did work for shows like Dick Van Dyke, Andy Griffith, That Girl, and Mod Squad. In iSpy, he was able to capture the flavor of the international settings without succumbing to the pastiche that we heard in other shows. Like the scripts, his music seemed to have something to say. Having lived in Japan for a number of years, I was interested in this sequence, which brings the listener on a trip through Japan and back into the jazzy world of I Spy.
We'll see you back here with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Sei wie Tier ist 007 und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hello, Cooper.
Ladies man, man's man, man about town.
It's Cooper.
Cocktail Nation.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of HIP. This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour, monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Ladies, man, man's man, man about town.
You're not a pleasure, you.
Sit back, relax, and close your eyes.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
What, are you turning into some sort of beatnik?
There ought to be beatnik moments at all times.
About the worst kind of man, the kind every woman should avoid. What's that title again?
Oh, yes. Men Who Change Women as Often as They Change Their Shirts.
And have you met a lot of that kind of man in your research?
Coop Cooper, the man Don Draper wants to be when he grows up.
Buster Blenderson, Spy vs. Spy, from the album The Forbidden Isle of Demos. Those reels preceded the band's Sub Pop debut, Eye Swinger, and contain early versions of most of the tracks from that particular album, with some songs that you've never heard as well. So you might like to check that one out. Lounge Life magazine, got the best stories for you, retro stories from around the globe, The Atomic Bomb, Exile, and a test of brotherly bonds, Robert and Frank Oppenheimer. A female James Bond on the big screen apparently was an idea on the table in the 1950s. Some details on that one. And one of Frank Sinatra's favourite cocktails, I hadn't heard of this one, the Rusty Nail, the two-ingredient cocktail which is beloved by Frank Sinatra. So check that out via Flipboard. Links on the website, coctonation.net.
Today, much more stuff going on.
Back in 1945, a chicken destined for the chop miraculously survived the farmer's axe and ran around without a head for the next 2 years. The farmer and his new headless chicken called Mike left their farm in Colorado and hit the road showcasing the unbelievable sight of the walking, talking, breathing headless chicken. Well, there's no talking. And was on display for anybody who was willing to pay a fee. In fact, people from across America gawked and stared at Mike while scientists poked and prodded him to try and understand exactly how he was still alive. And it was simple, really. The answer lay in the positioning of a chicken's brain, which is actually situated in the back of their heads. While the farmer actually had chopped off most of Mike's head, much of his brain was actually still left intact. And a fortunate blood clot actually prevented Mike from bleeding to death. Apparently, after chopping the chicken's head off, he fell on the ground and got dirt into the wound and basically cauterized it. In the end, Mike choked to death in 1947 after mucus became stuck in his throat. But the good news was that the farmer actually, from taking him on tour, made a bucket load of money. In fact, enough to buy a new truck. Can you believe it?
Well, that's about it, Stuff fans. We'll have more for you at another time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Someone this drunk with power since I went for cocktails with Jean-Jacques Cabour at the Tonga Hut.
Cocktail Nation.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the Cocktail Nation.
I'll just load it all up on the podcast player and just on my phone and just listen through a bunch of them at once.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation X2LA and Komodo from the new album set to be released May 24. And the album is called Pathways to Paradise. You can check it out on Bandcamp and you can pre-order it as well. Also played Tiki Delights and On Copacabana and Morricone 90. Lounge Music number 2. Look at the World of Swing gig guide. You'll find lots of gigs from across the globe. It's been very, very busy, and I'm pleased to see that. May 18, Seattle Sunset Tiki Cruise with the Tiki Grass. May 19, Fat Cat Swing at Campus Jacks, Newport Beach, Engelbert Humperdinck. May 21 at the State Theatre in Sydney. Hypnotiques performing last Friday of each month, the Golden Tiki, Kitty Chow's Jungle Cats. They perform all the other Fridays for Happy Hour at the Golden Tiki. June 2, Manny Valentine is playing at the Catalina Jazz Club. And Exoticon, Music and Arts Festival, June 8 and June 9. June 15, Tiki Inferno being held in Hell, Michigan. Roland Remington is headlining. So lots of great gigs. And of course, you'll find them via the website cocktailnation.net.
On the Cocktail Nation Copego Deep.
You can remove any letter from the word seat and still have a real word.
Very deep Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
sweet, I'm pressed in fleet. I ride to my feet, but when it comes to cash, I'm incomplete. Dating with no dough. I told my darling Hank on a date, I'm the condition that you have to wait, cause I've never owned a car in the state. Well, I'm dating with no dough. The valets and the maitresses roll out the red carpet for me. My lips are deceiving low. When the check comes, I'll be gone. Kiss I'm a dead people, what a settle. Let me flash you with cash, I'll be a Rockefeller. As long as my game goes unknown, well, I'll be dating with no dough. Hey, baby.
Cocktail Nation CarverCon, Palace of the Tiger Women. Next week on the show, new segment we're bringing you called Unsolved Mysteries of the 1950s. I'm going to leave you with Robert Drasnan with Tahitian Dream. Stay hip.